Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. If you are looking for a mission-oriented motivator, check us out on podcasts or here on St. Gabriel on Saturday mornings. Friends, today we are going to be reading a little excerpt from Psalm 51. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of all my sin, cleanse me. As we step into this Lenten season, I would encourage us, especially on this Friday, to remember that it is the goodness of God's compassion that wipes out our sin. It's not through the intensity of our sorrow or our shame, but always through the goodness of the Lord's compassion. When we are tempted to, in times of penance or in times of disappointment, adopt an attitude of failure, I would encourage us, friends, today to remember the Lord's love. The Lord's love that motivates our contrition. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. For I acknowledge my offense. My sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Our sin is It's an aspect of our human condition that oftentimes we can mistakenly choose to identify with who we are, right? I think oftentimes we can fall into a trap of being so wrapped up in habits of sin or frustrations about the same traps we keep falling into again and again and again that we begin to identify that it becomes part of ourselves. But remember, when we give permission for sin to be present in our lives, then it's almost as if we sin by the effort of becoming who we are, right? That in living our everyday lifestyle and trying to fulfill the call that we have on our own identity, if we believe a part of that is sinfulness, it's almost like we will sin by faith, right? We don't want to do that. We need to remember that although our sin is always before us, although we have done evil in your sight, although we have sinned against the Lord, that's not who we are. It's not who we were created to be. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. This is good, friends. Again, I would remind us once more, you are not the sum of your success. You're not the sum of your failure, right? Would we offer anything of ourselves, a sacrifice, a burnt offering, an activity, a behavior, a charity, a hard work, right? Whatever we offer to the Lord, it's insufficient. Why? Because what he desires of us is our heart. In the midst of love, and in the midst of contrition, God desires that we would be like him. Remember, It was the greatness of your compassion, O God, through which you wipe out my offense. The greatness of your compassion, a heart filled with compassion, a heart that wants to love. God, for whatever reason, you desire to be in relationship with us. Whether that be in times of celebration and joy or times of contrition and penance, we remind ourselves, Lord, that you are our source. You are our greatest love. And it's you, Lord, who keep our eyes set on where they need to be. We pray that you'll continue to pull us to your heart. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this reflection on a few verses from the responsorial in Psalm 51. God bless.